For drivers who don't know east from west, the portable GPS navigator is a godsend. Many thieves apparently feel the same way. NPR's Libby Lewis reports on why GPS units are so attractive to thieves and how police are trying to thwart them.
Officer Dana Mathis is settling into her Montgomery County Police patrol cruiser and starting it up. I point to an empty plastic mount on her dashboard. She hesitates, then she produces a Jensen GPS navigator and sets it in the mount.
This is my personal. I just recently got it. So it's been very useful, though, so I can see why it's a hot item.
We're off.
Take next left.
We're on a mission to find the cars of people who've parked and left their GPS systems behind. It doesn't take long. We hit pay dirt at one of the county's municipal garages in Bethesda, just outside D.C. If I were a bad guy, I'd start out with the Mitsubishi, the color of champagne.
What's that?
That's an iPod.
And it's sitting right next to a GPS system. I can't tell the make. Plus a pile of CDs. Nice haul. But we're not bad guys. So Mathis whips out a pen and jots down the license number. She's going to send the Mitsubishi a postcard and let the owner know nicely what she saw in plain sight. If bad guys can see it, the message goes, they'll try to steal it. Some crime experts believe portable GPS systems and iPods are crimogenic. That is, they can actually create crimes. They're portable, easy to steal, and they give more bang for the buck in the pawn shop or on the street than your average car break-in. Add to that the fact that most cities don't have the manpower or money to go after GPS thieves, and the fact that most owners only make the cops' job harder. Bob Mosley is an expert at using technology to catch thieves. He met me at a noisy Starbucks in Alexandria, Virginia.
It's certainly not a crime to pawn a GPS unit. It's not a crime to pawn 100 GPS units. It is a crime to steal them, and that's the link that we have to make.
But most owners don't bother to register their GPS with the manufacturer or even write down the serial number, so no link. In Bethesda, police have poured a lot of time and money into fighting the rash of GPS thefts since last year. They put a plainclothes police team out specifically to target GPS thefts. They started sending out the postcards. They held community meetings and encouraged residents to help watch for thieves. Bethesda's police commander, Russ Hamill, said his officers had broken up a couple of rings of thieves. They were mostly teenagers and young criminals who approached it like a job.
Just about every night they would go out and hit 30 to 50 cars a night. And they were going to places where the cars were being left open. They're almost like water. They're taking the path of least resistance.
The tactics have brought Bethesda's theft numbers way down, for now at least. GPS manufacturers could solve the theft problem easily by installing computer chips to track them. But of course, that would make them cost more. Unless that day comes, your best way to hang on to your Garmin or TomTom is to take it with you. And don't forget your iPod, or your laptop, or your satellite radio, or Libby Lewis, NPR News.
And for tips on how to hang on to your GPS, go to npr.org.